Thank you for calling Insure on the Spot. This call may be recorded for quality assurance. For English, please press 1. Esta llamada puede ser grabada para el aseguramiento de calidad de servicio. Para
escuchar,
oprima el número 2.
Aby continuować w języku polskim, proszę nacisnąć
3. Ja nie estaba hablando con alguien, ya me mandaron otra vez a otro lado.
Esta llamada puede ser grabada para el aseguramiento de calidad de servicio. Para español, oprima el número 2.
Aby continuować w języku polskim, proszę nacisnąć 3.
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. To direct your call to the proper department, please select from the following options. If you are currently insured with us, press 1. For a free insurance quote, press 2. To speak to a customer service representative, and for all other inquiries, press 3. If you are a lien holder calling to verify insurance, press 4. For office locations, press 5. To hear this menu again, press 9. To direct your call to the proper department, please select from the following options. If you are currently insured with us, press 1. For a free insurance quote, press 2. To speak to a customer service, to make a monthly payment or pay a balance, press 1. To make a renewal payment, or if you have questions regarding your renewal, press 2. To speak to a customer service representative, and for all other inquiries, press 3. If you are a lien holder calling to verify insurance, press 4. For office locations, press 5. To hear this menu again, press 9. To make a monthly payment or pay a balance, press 1. To make a renewal payment, or if you have questions regarding your renewal, press 2. To speak to a customer service representative, and for all other inquiries, press 3. If you are a lien holder calling to verify insurance, press 4. For office locations, press 5. To hear this menu again, press 9.
Here's the secret. We shop, you save.
Thank you for holding. Your call is important to us. A representative will attend to your call as soon as possible.
Thank you for letting us serve you better. Did you know that in Illinois it's a crime to operate a motor vehicle without auto insurance coverage? The penalty can be serious, such as a fine, jail, or suspension of your driver's license. That's why it's very important to make all your payments on time without any lapse in coverage. Want a free $25 gas card?
We appreciate your patience. Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
For who purchases a policy and mentions your client code, you'll receive a free $25 gas card. Ask your representative for more details when we return to the line in just a moment. Need an SR-22? Has your license been suspended or revoked? Have you had a DUI or been caught driving without auto insurance? If so, we can have your SR-22 electronically filed instantly, hassle-free. Please continue to hold.
We appreciate your patience. Please continue to hold for the next available representative.
Insurance protects you from accidents, but if your car won't start, we protect you and your family with our 24/7 nationwide roadside assistance for a further layer of security. Wherever you are, we're nearby with emergency jump starts, tire change, gas delivery, key lockout service, and emergency towing service that allows members to be towed to the garage of your choice. As you can see, we're serious about service.
We appreciate you.
Thank you for calling Insure on the Spot. My name is Lupa. How can I help you?
Yeah, hello, man. Good morning. The reason I'm calling is because I'm looking in for a tow truck so they can tow my car.
Okay. What is the name on the policy?
Sorry?
What is the name on the policy?
Marco Salazar.
What is the address?
It's my address where I got the policy is 440 West 2 Avenue, Des Plaines, Illinois 60018, and the lot number is 353.
One moment. And you stated you were calling regarding roadside assistance?
I'm sorry, you say what? I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry, what was your call in regards to?
That I need a tow truck.
Okay, I can give you the roadside assistance phone number and your membership ID so you can contact them.
I got all of that. I had already talked to someone, but for some reason they hang up on me. Is there somehow you can, like, set it up for me?
I can transfer you over.
I've been waiting already for, like, one hour.
Yeah,
and
we don't have access to
someone,
we don't have access to the towing, but I can definitely transfer you over.
So if they hang up on me, what should I do? I mean, there'll be... Like I said, I've been waiting for like an hour, and when I got a hold of someone, they hang up on me.
I'm honestly not too sure what's going on. Like I said, I can go ahead and transfer you over, but we wouldn't be able to set up the towing for you.
Okay. In which office are you located right now? Where are you like answering me from? Are you like in Melrose Park or Schaumburg or where are you at?
No, we work in different locations. We're not able to disclose that information, but we are we all work together. So the calls vary. Sometimes you may get a customer service representative from this office. Other times you may get it from another office. It just varies.
So, okay. So go ahead and tell me just if they do the same thing, I'm going to take their information. So if they do the same thing, I'm just going to, like, make a complaint on them. So with their information, so I'll just come to you. Like one of your offices.
All right, no worries. I'll go ahead and transfer you over.
Okay, I'll take their information as well. So, and what am I speaking with?
My name is Lupe.
Lupe?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So please transfer me with them.
Yes, and if they don't answer, you might want to try to dial the number yourself, because if you keep calling our office, the only thing we can do is transfer you over. Other than that, we wouldn't be able to set up the towing service for you. We're just the insurance agency.
Okay.
They're the towing company.
All right, then. Thank you, Mark.
One moment.
InsureOnTheSpot.com. Stay online 24/7.
You've reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. Services offered on this line are for emergency roadside assistance only. Questions about your coverage, warranty information, or any other need, please contact your plan provider directly. Please hold for the next available dispatch professional. This call will be recorded for quality and training purposes. It may be possible for us to pinpoint your location using the number you're calling from. If you would like us to use this feature, press 1 now. Otherwise, continue to hold the line.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Roadside Assistance. You reached Princess. Are you currently in need of Roadside Assistance?
Yeah, hello. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Princess. Are you in need of Roadside Assistance?
I do, yes.
All right. Well, let's get you taken care of. Can I get your phone number?
My phone number is at 224-334-1647.
All right, thank you. Give me that number one more time.
224-334-1647.
Thank you. Just bear with me a moment. My sister just had it, so.
Are you still there?
I'm still here. Just bear with me. My system's a tad bit slow. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay, well, what is your name?
My name is Princess.
Princess?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, give me just a moment. All right, thank you for holding so patiently for me. So I see that you're calling in on a 773 number. Is this the number that's associated with the ticket?
What is it again? What information you're giving me?
So I'm seeing that you're calling in on a 773 number. Are you calling in on a ticket that's already been... It's a policy under your name.
So you need what, the ID number that I have under the policy?
Yes, sir, the phone number that you're calling in on. Is this your phone number?
Is that
associated with your policy?
334. Why is that the identification number for the roadside service? You need that?
Okay, gotcha. Hold on, no, I don't need that. Just give me just a second here.
Por eso te dije desde que íbamos a Pascal.
All right. And can I get your first name starting in the spelling, please?
Marco.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
No, it's M-A-R-C-O. Marco.
M-I. I give it to me one more time. Spell it for me, please.
M-A-R-C-O.
Marco. Okay. And your last
Marco,
name?
Not Marco. It doesn't have an H. It's just Marco. M-A-R-C-O.
All right. And your last name?
Salazar.
All right. Can you spell that for me?
S-A-L-A-V-A-R.
So that's S as in Sam, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, R as in Rainbow.
Salazar, right?
Salazar. And your phone number again is 224.
Yes.
All right. So I have 224. What's the rest of your phone number?
224-334-1647.
47. Are you in a safe location, Mr. Marto?
Not at the moment. I was on my way to pick up my kids, but I should be on the location right now, like in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Where
would
I
you
got
like
the
to
car,
receive a
so
text
the car dropped me off. I'm sorry,
and would you like to receive a text? Uh-huh, go ahead.
Yes. Do you want the address where I got the car?
No, I don't want to ask that. I want to ask, would you like to receive a text message for the provider when they're going to be arriving?
That's what I'm saying, but they're going to arrive to what location? I haven't given you the location where the car is.
Right, and I haven't asked for the location yet, so I haven't gotten to that point. I just need to know if you would like to receive a text message in case we do go ahead and get dispatched out, if you'd like to receive
yes,
that information
please.
For when they are going to arrive.
Yes.
All right. And what is your policy number?
It's D-813-496-199.
All right. I'm going to read that back to you. So it's D as in dog, A as in apple, 134961-99.
Yes.
All right. And can you verify the address on your policy, please?
440 West Tully Avenue, Des Plaines, Illinois. 60018, lot number 353.
Awesome, thank you. And verify the year, make, and model of your vehicle.
It's 2008 Jeep Liberty.
All right, and the color?
Black.
Black. All right, and what's going on with your vehicle?
Say what?
What's the issue with your vehicle?
Well, like I said, I was driving on my way to drop off my kids to school, and all of a sudden, it just stopped on me. And I try to turn it back on, and he wants to go, but it'll stop again. So I just push it to the side. Actually, there's an additional parking lot. That's where I have it right now.
Okay, so the vehicle just stopped running. Is the vehicle able to go into neutral?
Yes.
All right, we'll go into neutral. Give me just a second. All right. And Mr. Salazar, are you needing a tow, or are you wanting to, you think it needs power or junk?
What is it again?
Would you like to have your vehicle towed, or do you think you may need a jump start?
No, it needed to bring it to my house.
Gotcha, okay. So I'm just going to ask a couple of questions for the provider. So is your vehicle been modified to sit low to the ground?
What do you mean?
Has it been modified to sit low? Do you have hydraulics on it? Do you have anything to make it sit low? Or is it just the way that it came from the factory?
No, just like the way I bought it, I haven't done anything to it.
Okay. Is your vehicle four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or standard?
It's a 4x4.
Right, and then you have your vehicle registered as an antique vehicle.
So what is this?
Do you have it registered as an antique?
Yeah, what is AMP?
An antique vehicle?
What is it stands for?
So an antique vehicle is something that you'd have registered when you get your car registered. So it's like an older model car. Some people have their car registered as an antique. Do you have a blue tag on it? Is it?
Well, I'm not sure how it is registered.
Okay. And will you be there when the provider arrives?
Do I need to be there?
Are you going to leave a key in the vehicle for the provider? Where will you leave the key?
You want the address where the car is right now?
No, I don't need that yet. I have to get this into the provider. Where will you leave the vehicle? Where will you leave the keys? Will you leave it in the car?
It'll be on the driver's side under the mat.
Under that. All right. And give me the address of where the vehicle is currently at.
Okay. It is 1907 Ogden Street in Elk Grove Village.
All right, you said 1907 Ogden Street?
It's 1907 Ogden. It's O-A-K-T-O-N.
Ogden Street, okay. What's that zip code?
Zip code is 60007. The name of the place where you're sitting at, it's Geeky Loop.
Yep, I see it right there. Geeky Loop. And where is the vehicle being taken to?
To my home address, which is 440 West 2 Avenue, Des Plaines, Illinois 60018. The lot is 353.
Got it. Thank you. Give me just a second. Gotcha.
Okay, let's give him a cash. I bought for you.
Now, is one of the doors unlocked on your vehicle?
All doors are unlocked.
Okay. So, in order for the driver to get your key, you're going to have to leave at least one of the vehicle doors unlocked. So none of the doors are locked currently?
No, none of those are locked.
So you're going to have to be at that drop-off. So you're going to have to be there.
I have to be there?
You have to be there. If the door is not unlocked and you're leaving the key inside under the mat, they're not able to get the key.
Oh,
so you'll have to be there.
All doors are unlocked. All doors are unlocked. That's what I'm telling you. All doors
are
unlocked. And, yes.
Gotcha. All right, I'm getting it mapped and located now. I'm pulling up the provider. Give me just a second.
Okay, so how long will they be coming back?
Well, that I'm not sure of. You're going to get that text message when they accept it, and it'll also have the estimated arrival time for you. I also have
okay.
to let you know, you do,
oh.
you do acknowledge. Mm-hmm.
So just want to double check with you. So you got the address when it needs to be picked up and to the location that I want it to be dropped off, right?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, I do have to read our disclaimer. Since you're not going to be there for the pickup, you acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended and waive all liability.
Yeah, I'll make sure that definitely the car is open.
Okay. I do have to let you know your coverage. You're covered up to $15. What I'm going to do is go ahead and reach out to our dispatch team. You're going to get a text message with the estimated arrival time and the information for the driver, okay?
Did you say something about I'm going to get charged?
No, I didn't say anything about being charged. You are going to get a text message with your driver's information on when they're going to arrive and their contact information in just a few moments.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Salavar, if there's nothing else, try to have a good day.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll be respecting the text message, and hopefully they'll arrive soon to it.
Well, of course, of course. Just be on the lookout for that text message. You should be receiving in here in just a moment. All right, have a good day.
All right, thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.